This is Up All Night, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Verity and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Derek Hales style Stilinski, with additional tags for Rule 63, alternate universe gender changes, gender swap, hypothermia, cuddling and snuggling, humor, ghosts. Summary. "See if I ever cuddle you if you get ghost hypothermia," Styles said. Or, the one where they both get ghost hypothermia and shenanigans ensue. Cis-female Derek, cis-female Styles. Set during Styles' senior year of high school. A few days before Halloween, Styles went out to the Hale house to spend the night. She told her dad the truth, mostly because she thought he'd find it funny. "We think it's haunted," she said, plunking the Geiger counter next to the infrared thermometer in her backpack. "You think?" Her dad poured himself a cup of half-calf. He was on night shift, but that was no reason to overdo it, as Styles had already told him once tonight. "You think?" "No, like, actually haunted. Like, ghouls or a poltergeist or something. Not, you know, Darcy's dead family. Or Peter." "Peter's alive. He can't haunt people," her dad said. Yeah, she had given him the overview, but there were some parts of the last 2 years Styles had glossed over. Just in the interest of sanity. "Never stopped him before," Styles said. "I finally stopped having the nightmares where he hops out of my closet in the middle of the night and starts singing Hello, Little Girl from Into the Woods, though." "Your mom loved that musical." Her dad came over and squeezed her shoulder. "Shoot me a text before you go to bed so I know you're still alive." "I'm hunting ghosts. There's no going to bed."
1 o'clock, then," he said, "or I'll come check up on you."
Styles put down the plastic container of Mountain Ash she was separating into snack-sized plastic baggies and looked up at him.
"You can't just come over, Dad. It might be dangerous." "Making my point for me, kid."
"Don't touch that pot of regular. It's for me," Styles said, which wasn't exactly changing the subject. At 1, the alarm on her phone went off, and she rolled off the mattress, flailing, and hit her hip on the Geiger counter. It took a few moments of groping, but Stylus found her pants and wrestled the phone out of her back pocket. "Not dead," she typed with shaking fingers, then moved her elbow a little so all of her weight wasn't on the Geiger counter. "Can you get some skim milk and yogurt? We're out." "Thank you, happy D-face."
"Are you writing a novel down there?"
Darcy made enough noise sliding toward the edge of the mattress that Styles didn't jump when Darcy's hand brushed against her back.
"I don't think I have ghost hypothermia anymore." Styles flexed her fingers. "But I'm still really fucking cold. Also, you were supposed to be keeping an eye on the EMF meter."
"The numbers are the same," Darcy said. "And your feet still feel like ice."
"I'm wearing socks," Styles said, climbing back onto the mattress. She really hoped she didn't have to pee before dawn.
She'd been able to secure the perimeter of Darcy's room with Mountain Ash before she collapsed under Darcy and the giant mound of comforters on Darcy's bed, but she didn't want to try it again if she didn't have to.
Especially now that she'd pissed off the ghost. Big time.
"Hey, if you have to pee, can you hold it until sunrise?" Darcy wrapped her arms around Styles again, pulling Styles close and tucking her nose against the back of Styles' neck. The whole cuddling for warmth thing was pretty awkward.
"I'm not the one who drank a giant thermos of coffee."
"Don't remind me," Styles said. "Maybe I'll be too afraid to pee. I think it usually works the other way, but it could happen." "Which reminds me, remember how we said there was no way Peter could be haunting your house? Actually, I said that and Lydia objected, but I was pretty sure she was wrong because it's the ghost of his alpha," Darcy said flatly. The glowing eyes tipped me off.
"Wait,
That's a thing? That's a thing and you never told me?
Styles twisted around so she could look at Darcy, which was unfortunate because then their boobs were weirdly sharing the same space and also she couldn't actually see Darcy's face at all because it was dark.
Darcy grabbed Styles by the shoulder and pulled her back into little spoon position.
It's the best explanation I have.
That is so very sad, Styles said. And I'm pretty sure I have to pee now.
No, you don't.
That's not going to work.
Never underestimate the power of positive thinking, Darcy said.
And then she licked a slow path up the side of Styles' neck. And
that makes it worse, Styles said, pressing her thighs closer together.
At least it was dark and Darcy couldn't see her blush. That is not a good solution. I am Luke and you are the Tauntaun. This is strictly business here.
Darcy pulled back a little. It's supposed to help the wolf saliva.
See if I ever cuddle you if you get ghost hypothermia, Styles said.
And then there was the time that Darcy got ghost hypothermia.
You're not very warm, she said, from under the pile of 6 comforters and 1 electric blanket and 2 duvets and 3 hot water bottles. And Styles.
Yeah, well, I'm not a werewolf. Sorry for not being a supernatural radiator.
Next time, can we keep the pack inside the circle?
I couldn't risk the alpha possessing one of them.
Darcy's teeth chattered. Styles hadn't planned for her vulnerability to the ghost's freezing powers. But then again, she also hadn't expected Darcy would have to eat the ghost of Peter's alpha form.
Literally. It was like the Powerpuff Girls episode with the broccoli, which had put Scott off vegetables for a week after it aired. Scott loved the Powerpuff Girls.
And Styles would do exactly what she was doing right now for Scott if he'd had to eat a ghost and gotten ghost hypothermia.
Sure. You realize that you're talking aloud, right?
Darcy said. Styles said.
It's cold.
Darcy tucked her head under Styles' chin, which put her freezing nose right in Styles' cleavage.
And the rest of her face.
I'm cold.
This was not good.
Styles pulled her phone out of her pocket to check the time. 11:30 p.m. There was no way around it. She was going to have to break the circle of mountain ash around the house and call in the rest of the pack.
Yeah, she'd brought blankets and hot water bottles and an electric kettle and the camping toilet that Scott's mom still had, and also coffee and Gatorade and flares, just in case. But that was not enough to handle an actual werewolf medical emergency. And, left to her own devices, Darcy came up with solutions like cutting off her own arm. So even if she weren't totally out of it, yeah, not good.
When Styles pulled her phone closer to text Dr. Deaton, Darcy grabbed her wrist.
Okay. Don't want them. It's just, like, being drunk, maybe. I don't know.
Werewolves can't get drunk.
I don't know.
Darcy carefully enunciated each word, which might have helped if she weren't talking directly into Styles' chest.
Awesome, Styles said. Well, if you feel puke or glowy eyes coming on, let me know. I think I've got a bucket somewhere around here, and I'm getting pretty good at running for my life. I should join track.
I saw a movie about that once, Darcy said. Or maybe it was about soccer. I think it had Victoria Beckham. My cousin liked the Spice Girls. They were pretty. Except for Baby. I didn't like her.
Her arm had been draped under Styles' arm and over her back, almost casually, but her fingers started creeping under the strap of Styles' bra, and this was really not good. "Oh, Nelly," Styles said, elbowing Darcy's arm down. "You are, like, not capable of consent. I know how this drunk thing works. Do you have some kind of hypothermia kink? Are you just into one or both parties being incredibly cold? Did you buy one of those freaky sparkly dildos that you can put in the freezer off the internet? Because that would be pretty weird because you supposedly hate Twilight. And also, I didn't say any of that and I don't know anything about Twilight either. And you can put any silicone dildo in the freezer," Darcy said.
"Oh my god," Styles said. "This is going to be a long night."
Styles gave up and called for reinforcements by 12:15. The next time Darcy and Styles ended up trapped in Darcy's room behind a circle of Mountain Ash, no ghosts were involved. It was just Peter being himself on the full moon and claiming to be possessed. This time, Styles had managed two circles, one inside the house and one inside Darcy's room, so Peter couldn't get out and cause havoc, but he couldn't get in and harm them either. That left him free rein of the house, but as long as Peter didn't burn it down or break the dishwasher again, Styles didn't really care.
"I still don't see why I have to be in here with you."
Darcy folded her arms. She was leaning against the wall at the head of the mattress. Styles was sitting at the foot, undoing the laces on her chucks. Styles rolled her eyes. "You and Peter, together, full moon. We've gone over this. Not a solid plan."
"We're stuck in here until sunrise. Again,"
Darcy said, like Styles had somehow failed to notice this very salient fact.
"You should be glad I've started carrying Mountain Ash and energy bars in my backpack. I'm just saying.
And look, I even included your bathroom in the circle this time. How awesome am I?"
"That's right. Totally awesome."
Her homework was in her bag, too. Styles only had 2 months left until graduation, and senioritis was becoming a serious issue. But hey, she could totally get ahead on homework for AP US History. If she didn't get distracted by checking Facebook on her phone.
Darcy poked Styles in the shoulder with her toe. "I don't like being stuck inside on full moon nights. Makes me restless."
"We're reading The Awakening in English right now." Styles tossed her copy at Darcy.
"That'll put you to sleep. Promise."
Somehow, though, not even the angst and eventual emo drowning were enough to dampen Darcy's agitation. She kept tapping her fingers against her thigh, which made it hard to concentrate. Less because of the arrhythmic staccato than because Styles kept thinking about Darcy's thighs, and Darcy generally, and how somehow she had managed to almost naked cuddle with the hottest person she knew aside from Lydia, with nothing to show for it aside from gross werewolf licking. Because Styles was a gentleman. Gentle woman? Whatever.
"Can you stop that?"
she asked. Because this practice DBQ on the growth of New York during the early colonial period wasn't going to write itself.
"Sorry," Darcy said.
She looked away toward the ceiling. It was new, from when they'd rebuilt the house the previous year. Only interesting thing up there was the constellations you got with that popcorn stuff.
"Do you need to do sit-ups? Jog in place or something?"
"No." Darcy closed her eyes. Bitter lip. She was vibrating a little with repressed energy. Styles could actually feel it traveling down the mattress. Intellectually, Styles knew Darcy had been a werewolf her entire life and was perfectly capable of controlling herself by now. But she couldn't help be a little freaked out by this. Something had to give.
"So," Styles said, her mouth a little ahead of her brain. "I have an idea. It's probably a really terrible idea, but it can't be worse than locking you up during the full moon, right?"
"What?" Darcy said, like it wasn't a question. And she was leaning forward a little, eyes focused on Styles now, like she already knew what Styles was going to say, do.
I think we should make out, Styles said. Maybe that would help.
Fine. And, oh, jeez, Darcy was already all up in her space. This must be bad.
Styles leaned forward. And then they were kissing. Real kissing. Not like the time where she and Scott had tried to kiss that one time when they were 12 and had been super grossed out after. No, this was the real deal. With Darcy's hands on Styles' shoulders and one of Styles' hands braced on Darcy's thigh while the other gripped her hip. Darcy seemed kind of shy, her mouth pressed close against Styles, lips parting a little when Styles brushed them hesitantly with the tip of her tongue. Styles hadn't expected Darcy to be like this, trembling with want but still uncertain, stiff and nervous under Styles' touch. It was weirdly endearing. A lot of this was weird. And hot.
We could do more than make out, Styles said, pulling back for a moment.
If you want to.
If you want to, Darcy said. She bit her lip.
I want to. Yeah. Everything was a blur after that. Styles could pick out individual details later, if pressed. But it mostly boiled down to happy, naked, exciting, flashing werewolf eyes. Except she didn't really want to run right now, because Darcy was doing stuff with her tongue that Styles had only read about on the internet, and it felt pretty great, and Styles was looking forward to doing that to her, too, late.
Holy shit, Styles said fervently. Definitely later.
Just think. We could have totally been naked all those times we had ghost hypothermia. Styles said dreamily.
Both those times. You know what I mean.
Shut up, Darcy said. But she was smiling. The end. Reader's notes. Here I am, going about my business, reading some gender swap, not quite porn, but you know what, there's still feelings, and then bam! Out of nowhere, I'm having traumatic DBQ flashbacks. The DBQ is the worst possible kind of essay because it's so very... I just want to stab this entire paper. I have to write 7 paragraphs and then be sad because I didn't cite enough things. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of Darcy Styles. And today is the Lesbian Visibility Day 2018. So I wanted to record something to help celebrate a little bit. And some reason, all the Star Wars stuff I wanted to do was boys. There's not enough gender swap Star Wars characters because they're all dudes. And it would be better if there were more ladies. Yeah, not relevant to this. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.